Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Learning to Love Midlife, 12 Reasons Why Life Gets Better with Age, Chip Conley embarks on a transformative journey to dispel the myths surrounding aging and midlife crises. Conley, a seasoned entrepreneur and best-selling author, shifts the narrative from decline to opportunity, arguing that midlife is not the beginning of the end, but rather a unique chance for growth and rejuvenation. Drawing from personal experiences, psychological research, and stories from individuals who found new passions and purposes in their middle years, Conley crafts a compelling case for reevaluating our societal views on aging. The book serves as both a guide and an inspiration for readers to embrace the beauty and wisdom that come with age, highlighting why life can indeed get better as we grow older. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, demystifying the midlife crisis. Chip Conley tackles the common stereotype of the midlife crisis head-on, dissecting its origins and questioning its inevitability. Rather than seeing midlife as a downturn, Conley introduces it as a pivotal moment ripe for self-discovery and transformation. He shares insights from psychology to explain how societal pressures and unrealistic expectations can lead to discontent at this stage, but also emphasizes the role of mindset in overcoming these challenges. Conley's analysis includes practical advice for reframing personal narratives and seizing midlife as an opportunity to realign with one's values and passions. By demystifying the midlife crisis, he encourages readers to see it not as a universal doom, but as a personal call to action. Secondly, the joy of unlearning and relearning. Conley introduces the concept of unlearning, the process of challenging and letting go of outdated beliefs and habits to make room for new perspectives and growth. This is especially relevant in midlife, a period often marked by reflection and questioning. He advocates for a curious, learner's mindset, presenting unlearning as a joyful and liberating process that can lead to significant personal development. Examples from various individuals who reinvented themselves by embracing new careers, hobbies, or lifestyles in their midlife underscore the potential for transformation. The chapter provides a roadmap for relearning how to live in alignment with one's authentic self, illustrating how midlife can be a time of profound enlightenment and satisfaction. Thirdly, harnessing wisdom and experience. Conley delves into the advantages of the wisdom and experience accumulated by the time one reaches midlife. He argues that these intangible assets are invaluable tools for navigating life's complexities and challenges. The author explores how wisdom, a deep understanding honed through years of experience, serves not just the individual, but can also be a boon to communities, workplaces, and families. This section highlights stories of individuals leveraging their midlife wisdom to mentor others, pursue new ventures, or tackle societal issues. It champions the idea that midlife is not a time of decline, but rather a peak period of knowledge and capability, offering readers a new lens through which to view their own journeys. Fourthly, cultivating relationships and community. Chip Conley emphasizes the significance of relationships and community as we age. He argues that midlife offers an unparalleled opportunity to deepen existing relationships and forge new connections. This section of the book provides insight into how individuals can evolve their social circles and communities to enhance their quality of life. Conley presents research on the health benefits of strong social bonds and practical advice for nurturing meaningful connections. Case studies of midlifers who have expanded their community engagements or who have found new tribes in their later years underscore the transformative power of social belonging. The author makes a compelling case for prioritizing relationships, promoting the idea that they are foundational to well-being in midlife and beyond. Lastly, reimagining the future. In this inspiring segment, Conley encourages readers to reimagine their futures, suggesting that midlife is the perfect time to dream anew and set ambitious goals. He dispels the myth that aging means settling into complacency, showcasing instead how midlife can be a launching pad for new adventures and achievements. Through anecdotes and case studies, Conley illustrates how individuals have successfully pursued new passions, careers, and life paths that they hadn't considered earlier in life. This chapter offers practical strategies for setting and pursuing goals, overcoming fear and inertia, and harnessing the unique strengths of midlife for personal fulfillment. It's a potent reminder of the endless possibilities that lie ahead, regardless of age. In conclusion, Learning to Love Midlife, 12 Reasons Why Life Gets Better with Age by Chip Conley is an essential read for anyone approaching or navigating through their middle years. Conley's blend of personal insights, psychological research, and tangible examples provides a hopeful and actionable guide for seizing midlife as a rich opportunity for growth, adventure, and deeper connection. This book is particularly beneficial for individuals feeling stuck or pessimistic about aging, as it offers a refreshing perspective on the possibilities and joys that can flourish during this phase of life. By embracing the principles outlined by Conley, readers will find compelling reasons to view midlife not as a period of decline, but as one of the most potent times for personal reinvention and fulfillment. In doing so, learning to love midlife promises to transform societal narratives about aging and empower individuals to craft a vibrant second act of life. If you would like to support Chip Conley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.